Mr. Mayor, why don't you take a tour and check things out in your city? And sure enough, he did it. We got in the limo. Well, Ron had to go back. One of us had to go back to the paper and start writing the story. So Ron went back to the paper. I got in the limo with the mayor, Julian Duga, the mayor's wife, and Charles Duncan and Charles Duncan's wife. And we started riding. First thing the mayor said, let me go up to the precinct up at 15th and, 17th and V. So we drove up U and throughout the entire drive, the mayor was shaking his head and in disgust and disappointment. Julian Duga was cussing. Charles Duncan was, Charlie was usually pretty quiet, and the ladies were aghast at, and we saw, again, the same thing Ron and I had witnessed on the way over. Youngsters, mostly youngsters, breaking windows, throwing bricks through windows, opening the door to a business and going in and taking whatever they want. And here and there we saw a cop, a policeman, standing around. And the problem was most of the policemen, the force at that time was predominantly white, and most of them lived way out in the suburbs. And so the police had not mobilized. There were a few cops here, one there, who were powerless. They could not. They were overwhelmed by the. They would try to stop, but it was just it was no use.